What lady they were doing in LA with the brown bag? Brown bag.
We're back. It's another pod with Brown Bag, the original cast. It's me and Letty here.
Stupid.
Vic has been deported back to Europe. We're here, baby.
All right. Vic is not deported. Vic is in Houston.
He's in Houston wearing some wild shit.
Can we just pop up what Vic was wearing?
And this is crazy, the fact that he thought this was cute. Because he's getting fat.
No, he's not getting fat. I think he's losing weight. I think he got on his little fat wave and then he's coming back down.
It's the love. It's the amor.
No, it's because it's like it was fall and winter just now.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Like us too. We were in our little chunks and now we're going.
Yeah. You're the only person I've known that, like, every time they say they're like, I remember
they're gonna get skinny, actually do get skinny.
Yeah. Because the rest of us be so fat. But I remember you're like, I'm doing keto, and I was like, no, you're not. And you lost, like 25 pounds in a month. And you actually put me on the keto chips, remember?
Yeah. Vic wears vests, and they may not always be the best option for him. Remember he had that orange vest? And then we went to Disneyland, and Goofy had the same vest. That shit is not for him. Like, Vic and Vest, they don't go.
And he posted it on his close friends, so he might not like the fact that I posted it on the page.
Who cares? Should have been here.
But yeah, it's me and Letty today. We've never potted just... Well,
never pot together.
Yeah. Okay.
I've interviewed you on my pod, and then you've interviewed me on your pod, but we've never done a brown bag
just me and you. Cheers.
Together. Cheers.
Where's your coffee?
I left it outside.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers. But then I was telling you that I did want to say fuck you. Because you were in the Luka video. You were in the Welcome to LA video that the Lakers and Luka posted, bro. You're literally on his page right now.
You know what's crazy? This is not my first time. I always go viral whenever I do anything sports related. When the Dodgers won back in 2020 and Urias threw the last pitch.
Uh-oh.
After he threw the last right hook.
Nope. No, we're not doing that. Shout out to all the victims of domestic violence. Hey, that did get you famous.
Is it athleticism or is it domestic violence? It's
That gets you.
But my domestic violence video was woman towards men.
Yeah, I didn't say per gender. I just
That did make me very famous. Mm-hmm. I went viral because we recorded when he threw the last pitch.
Yeah.
And then it's crazy that Snell was part of that team. Now he's with the Dodgers.
Ooh, Giants.
But Snell was.
Part of the Padres.
No,
the Giants.
When we beat who did we beat? Seattle. When we won 2020. I think it'd be Seattle. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Seattle.
I don't know. You know.
Yeah,
the most.
But yeah, I was part of that. And then when the Lakers beat in the 2022, I came out of SportsCenter there too.
In the bubble?
In the bubble. So it was
you
dope, man.
You came out on SportsCenter?
Yeah, they posted my reaction.
I think they just can't believe.
Mexican watch sports.
Like, look at this guy.
But we've never seen this race here before. Hilarious. Being this excited.
Okay, what were you doing in the other videos? Just celebrating?
Yeah, and then and the Luka one, me and Concrete had a show in Vegas. We have four shows in Vegas, so that mid second show on the second day, the trade happened, which everybody was surprised by because nobody ever expected that ever. And that was our reaction to it. Like, oh, what the fuck, like.
Damn, and you just posted it.
And then we just posted it, and it actually went viral because we were, like, being funny in it. And then yesterday, we're flying.
So you guys posted in your stories, or you posted
page,
on your
page?
Okay, okay.
And then we're flying back from Chicago, and when we finally, the minute we touched down, like, LAX, I get service on my phone again, and then everybody was hitting me up, like, hey, bro, you made the Luka thing. But I guess they posted it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Which Monday, yeah, so, yeah. So that's cool. That shit was dope,
that's
man.
That's cool. You're the first Mexican Luka saw.
Yeah, exactly. But what's crazy is that every other video, they play audio. But in our video, they don't play audio because we're cussing. But you can just see my face is like...
turning up. Yeah.
Because I was like hyped. Yeah, that's just cool though. Shout out Luka.
What were you saying in your audio?
I was like, hey, Luka, welcome to LA, fucking bitch. In a cool way. Like, I love you. And then I was like, come la carne asada, fool.
You call Luka a beautiful, intelligent, that crazy
human. I was like, hey, Luka. I think I said, like, hey, Luka, hijo de la verga.
And he knows Spanish.
That's my way of showing love. Like, yeah. Luka, come here. You come to the carne asada.
Well, I'm jealous of you for that. That's really cool.
You know what I'm jealous of?
What?
Your laboobos.
I saw you sign one, you see?
I signed the fucking laboobos.
Everyone talks shit about Letty, but...
They said the price going up on the laboobos.
Yes.
By the way, I left my Labubu in Little Weirdo's car, and I think he gave it away to his girl.
He sure gave it away.
That's whack, huh?
And if you want another one, you know where to buy him.
You're fucking scared.
Let these Labubu supply.
Let these Labubu. Hey, fool, they're really, like, viral.
I told you this.
I know, but I didn't believe the hype. I don't even care.
No one ever believes me. Shout out to all the Labubu chonas out there. We will be giving away Labubus
at the live show.
The live show is already this Saturday.
Wow, I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
You could. We have the Vic Lookalike contest.
We do have the Vic Lookalike contest.
Where you could win, I think, a Hat Club hat. And yeah, then and
beard
then
oil.
Plus something else. Beard oil.
Yeah. Cause
And then we have the love for Duno. I'm trying to find love.
Flavor of Duno.
Flavor of Duno.
Which Duno question from the ladies. What flavor are you?
I am a mixture of chorizo.
Chorizo flavor?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, what's your flavor?
What's, like, my flavor? I don't know.
Yeah, like, if someone were to be like, oh, I taste a Duno and he tastes like...
Grayness.
No, that's not a flavor.
That is a flavor.
No.
Like, if somebody tasted me...
Like, if we went into 31 flavors and I want the Duno ice cream, what flavor is it?
Copper?
Why would it be copper?
It tastes like Benny's.
It tastes like Benny's? Sweaty? I don't know.
Batteries.
Batteries?
Acid?
Okay.
I don't know what would be the Duno flavor. That's kind of hard. What would be your flavor if you were an ice cream?
Butter pecan.
What the fuck? Why did you just go straight? You had this in plan?
I love butter pecan.
Butter pecan. Yeah. Then, I'm a fan of like... I mean, I only really like vanilla. Like, I don't think my flavor is vanilla.
I think you'd be like that paleta that had the limon paleta, but it had, like, no, the cucumber with chile.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Bruh, the red one.
That was so good.
Yeah. Okay. That.
See,
that's,
nothing like that.
That's a good one. There's also a paleta that has a gansito in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a paleta that has a gansito. What you? Let me see.
Six is saying what you taste
six,
like.
Fuck off. Queso fresco?
No, cotija. Cotija
cheese? Racist bitch. What would be your flavor? Ice cream? Green beans?
What?
Fuck you.
Stop.
Cajun collard greens?
Cajun
not even been 10 minutes. That's the... How? What did you even Google to find that?
I put him on queso fresco.
He put me on, yeah.
Every... In Figmini world, everybody's black but me. And their favorite thing is queso fresco that I put them on. Like, oh, Duno, where'd you get that cheese at, dog? And I'm like, it's just the cheese we eat. Like, they eat pepper jack. I don't know what type of cheese you guys eat. The government one.
Shut the fuck up.
But they really like, when I brought queso fresco into the world, they were like, queso fresco.
It's out of here.
Isn't government cheese money?
Nah.
Like government cheese?
No, it's an actual, like, cheese. It's like a block of cheese.
Oh. Yeah, it's like a block of cheese.
I thought government cheese was like a... Like a, what is it called? Double entendre, like for bread, for money.
No. I mean, it can be if you're a rapper. See, you should be a rapper.
It's like a real, like, brick of cheese.
Yeah, if you get that when you're black and MSSI.
Shut the fuck up.
He's talking about a specific person. That's crazy.
Smack.
Jesus.
But
you need to not cross your beefs because people here will just be like, bro, this Mexican fool's just being racist. But people that watch both get it. But there's like a Venn diagram of people that only watch the Community World and people that only watch Brown Bag a little bit watch both.
Yes, you
but
should.
But everybody else is like, bro, this was going in.
This man is black. That was that I was going to taste like cotija cheese. That right there is very racist. He damn near should have just been like, oh, you're going to taste like the border instead of Citro.
So stupid.
What the fuck?
We need like a super Marvel episode of Brown Bag and Fig Community World.
One time I had a roast battle with five black comedians that they do the roast battle. Shout out Boo Capone and them.
Craig Smith. Yeah.
And Craig Smith. They're like famous roasters. They're like known for roasting. Mm-hmm. Like they're viral, like their career. Yeah. And I sat there with me, T-Rail, and Pun. Uh-huh. I mean, me, T-Rail, and AD. But T-Rail and AD were getting packed out.
They were?
And then these were like the Boo Capone and them were like, your blood type is green salsa. Yeah.
So you?
I just had to be hella racist. And they were like, hey, how do Mexicans get up there and tag and on the hype? And I was like, a bunch of black people just carry us.
Oh, my God.
Bro, but it was like.
It's the way they were talking to him, too. They were like, hey, fool, hey, ho. They were telling all their jokes like
and
that.
And then I was being hella racist back. But they loved it. And it's funny because they're professional roasters. And
yeah, that's what they
do. So it was dope going back and forth. It was like some cool shit. I just think, especially now, I feel like the world's getting a little less I think they pick and choose what to cancel and shit like yeah. that. But I think when it comes to, like, I think comedy, and shout out Dave Chappelle, I think he's a big reason, but mm-hmm. I think people are letting comedians be comedians again.
I would hope so.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a great way of, I think it's a good sense of, like, it's mm-hmm. like a relief, mm-hmm. kind of, you know what I'm saying?
What I'm finding is that, like, it's, and I mentioned, I hope I get to say this right. We're so critical on comedians now, but then also we make fun of a lot of serious shit. So yes. it's like regular people are making light of serious shit, but also those same people are canceling comedians for making light on the serious shit. Yeah. When it should be the comedians that we allow to make light yeah. of the serious shit. Like, there'll be some crazy shit going down, and then people will, like, make it not mean like shit. Like,
yeah.
But then a comedian cannot say anything against a certain type of community of people that get canceled.
Yeah.
So like, it's weird.
I just think it's as simple as people pick and choose.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I think people should be, I don't know. I've from what I've seen, it's dope. Like, Theo Von, his whole thing is making fun of people with Down syndrome, and he has shows with people with Down syndrome, and he'll be like, remember when he was interviewing the kid with Down syndrome, and he's like, man, so on a date, what are you doing? He's like, a little bit of whiskey. He's like, a little bit of whiskey. Mm-hmm. He's like, I drink too much whiskey. I might have Down syndrome. And the kid with Down syndrome just laughed, like, yeah. Fool is crazy.
I don't know him too well. I don't watch a lot of him, but I did see that he interviewed Cat Williams, and he had, like, a crazy joke, and I was tripping out.
Oh.
Can I look
Theo Von.
Yeah, let me look.
Theo Von said that he had a cutout of Cat Williams, right?
That he had a cutout of Cat Williams?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't watch the interview.
You didn't watch the interview?
Was that the same one where he said that
No, he said it with Drewski. Mm-hmm. And then he went live with Drewski. And just was like, hey, do you ever see the N-word? He's like, if I really need to get it out, I just write it down. Like, but that's, mm-hmm. like, that's a black person. Like, and Drewski's big in the black community.
For sure.
Probably the biggest.
Nah, Dave Chappelle still exists.
No. What I'm saying is when it comes to funny shit, he's like social media. Obviously, yeah. There's Kai's and shit, but he's
it's
considered
him,
a comic.
DC Young Fly, for sure.
Yeah, like, but Drewski's considered
yeah,
a comic.
For sure.
That whole vibe, like, that shit was like. Yeah. Drewski was laughing. That shit was comedy, you know? Like, I just think when you're not trying to hurt, obviously don't disrespect nobody, you know what I'm saying? But I think when you're there laughing and shit, that shit is comedy.
Theo Von said black people should charge to say the N-word.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's Theo Von.
Six.
And Theo Von.
Subscription.
And Theo Von, people think he's white, but he's Nicaraguan. And every comic has their sense of style. Like, Dave Chappelle, like, people were... You know, and he came out on top, fool. He's a beast. He's a beast. Every comic's going to have their own little thing.
Yeah. What's your thing?
I think my whole thing right now is it's like all my skits have something to do with a girl. Like on stage, like
yeah.
I'm like seeing myself finally form together really well. It's been like hella on point.
Right.
And it all has to do with like me being younger than everybody and then falling in love and shit like
but you're not in love, you said.
I know, but what I'm saying, I'm talking about like past experiences.
Okay.
But it's like my set now starts off with me being younger than
yeah.
everybody around me, and then it ends with like,
do you still have that joke about your mom?
No, because I never really worked. I never really tweaked it.
Yeah,
so I want to go back to that.
No,
probably sometime later. No. But I just gotta tweak it a little more. I gotta mm-hmm. find like a punchline in towards the end, because the storytelling yeah. is there, just I don't have a punchline at the end. And then when there's no punchline, people are like, it's funny, but like, what was the banger?
Yeah, it's just you're telling a story at that yeah. point. Dan, you need to let me have my 5 minutes, bro.
Fool, you've been telling me this, and I tell you to come, and you're like,
no, you never gave me the info for that Downey time.
There's a whole flyer about it.
That's I'm not your fucking flyer. You have to give me the information where to park, what time's my call time.
Hey, fool,
like
hey,
be a businessman.
If when the comedy game,
you just show up.
From the comedy game, your little bro, Pop, just park in
there. I'm
and
your
walk
little
over
bro?
At the comedy game.
No, I won't do that. I'll get mugged.
You won't get mugged yeah. in Downey? People don't mug in Downey. It's a nice area, but there's cops in every corner.
I don't know. I don't know Downey like that. People from Downey, let us know in the comments.
I think
how safe from 1 to 10, how safe is Downey?
Downey's very safe.
What's the most unsafe area of Los Angeles?
Oh, easily?
Mm-hmm.
Skid Row.
I think. Not for nothing, stabbed. I don't think that it's not safe.
This is my thing. This is
I think they want, you have to leave them alone.
No, Skid Row is not safe. But also, I think, like, in Skid Row, the reason it's not safe because, Like, I could get stabbed somewhere else, and I just got stabbed. But imagine getting stabbed and getting fucking hepatitis C or something.
So stupid.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's so scary, fool. Like, if
I feel like I've been to Skid Row.
Why have you been to Skid Row?
We, like, passed out waters, passed out blankets. Like, people are people. They're in need over there.
The needles.
But I, how do I
where do you think is the most unsafe? Honestly, all of LA is not safe. You could die anywhere in Los Angeles.
I think downtown LA is unsafe, but I don't think it's Skid Row that's unsafe. Everyone in Skid Row is like, that's their drama. That's their they're going through their own shit. Motherfuckers are having conversations to themselves, right?
Yeah.
But in another part of downtown LA, they're targeting you. They want to rob you. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's actual motherfuckers out there trying to get into your car.
I would say the most unsafe. I know it's kind of hard. I think anywhere where you're not supposed to be, like if you were, if you didn't grow up there, or kick it there and shit like that, maybe just don't be nowhere you didn't grow up.
So the top three are downtown LA.
Okay,
number one.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so
that's number one.
These are the top three in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Downtown LA,
West Adams, and Skid Row.
Oh shit.
West Adams.
West Adams is number two. Yeah, even if you go just smaller neighborhoods, Lincoln Heights, Leimert Park, West Adams.
Lincoln Heights.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see that video that I saw? It said Lincoln Heights, and it's another Lincoln Heights. It's not L.A. Lincoln Heights.
It's another Lincoln
but
Heights.
But did you see, bro? Did you see six? Affects your community, brother.
What happened
and
my
because
community?
Because I'm a care, I care. It affected me.
Oh, you care about your my community more than I do.
Yes.
You don't care about your community?
No, I'm asking. That was a question.
What?
Dudo said yes.
Yeah.
No, they had like a...
He doesn't care about his community. Very bad of you. Six.
They had like white nationalists. You little fuckers. They had like white nationalists. They pulled up in a U-Haul. They brought out all their flags,
Nazi
flags.
That. I saw that.
That was Lincoln Heights somewhere.
Yeah.
But they said Lincoln Heights, and then I was like,
wait,
oh,
were they
shit.
The one that were posted,
I thought
like,
it was
in
here.
The middle of a downtown?
In the middle of a
the Proud Boys.
Freeway.
Yeah. No, it was like
no, it wasn't the Proud Boys.
Neo-Nazis?
Yeah.
Just... the fuck?
Yeah, bro. And then they were on the bridge, and they were having their flags, and then black people started showing up like, what the fuck are you doing? And then like kind of like fuck? Like what the cuz they kept saying the N-word. And then the police came, and then the neo-Nazis are going back into the U-Haul, but like yeah, and it's like, bro, you're getting back in the U-Haul. Yeah. Shut up.
This is in Ohio.
But it says Lincoln Heights,
Lincoln
right?
Lincoln Heights, Ohio.
When I saw it, I was like, oh, shit, that's happening out here?
Then there's Lincoln Heights.
Never happened
that shit tripped me the fuck out, bro.
See, at least we know, that's crazy, but at least we know there's a Lincoln Heights for black people and a Lincoln Heights for Mexicans.
You're so annoying.
One in Los Angeles and one in
Ohio. Not going to lie, I was really surprised. Like, why would they do it at Lincoln Heights? Like, that's predominantly Hispanic.
And they was confused. Like,
I was so confused.
Neo-Nazis in Lincoln Heights?
That'd be different out here. It'd be a bunch of black people, brown people, and like, inhale somewhere shooting a rap video.
God. The neo-Nazis are.
Inhale
shooting a rocket. The neo-Nazis are just like offending everybody, and then inhale just like smoking my city. That's some dark shit right there. There's a barbecue spot in Lincoln Heights that
which Lincoln Heights?
Not the one in Ohio.
This one.
The one in LA is called. Can you look it up? Six. It's called Moose or. It's and that shit was good as fuck. We put up to a spot to go eat. We smelled barbecue. The spot was closed.
On Broadway?
Who's we?
On Broadway. What's the spot called?
Moose Craft Barbecue.
Moose Craft Barbecue. I'm with all my friends. We just finished bottling up and shit.
Got it. So who?
Me, Steph, Jerome.
Nice.
The homie Matt and the homie DJ. We're like, hey, footage, go eat some barbecue. No. So we're looking for somewhere to go eat. And they had no food. But we just wanted barbecue. So we put up like, can we buy some? And they're like, this is actually for the firefighters during...
Wow.
Look at this shit, Lady.
She looks so
bomb. Oh, push gas. Okay, so we're like, oh, can we buy some? They're like, we're actually doing the barbecue for the firefighters that are fighting the fires at the moment. And we're like, oh, all right. And then we're like, oh, thank you, bro. You know, he's like, yeah. And I'm like, do you know a barbecue spot around here? And he's like, actually, we don't. And the homegirl Steph is like, hey, I found one. It's in Lincoln Heights. And I'm like, a barbecue spot in Lincoln Heights? I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't trust it. Yeah.
We pull up, we park, we go in, there's a big ass line. We're like, oh, this shit must be good. We had that shit. That shit was gas.
Bomb.
Moose Craft Barbecue in Lincoln Heights. Off Broadway. You park in the back. It's cool.
Barbecue. What'd you order? Ribs?
We ordered everything. They have like a plate for like a group. So we ordered some mac and cheese.
You? So you got the group plate?
Why did you just point at me?
No,
so you got the group plate? What did everybody else get?
No, fuck you. We got the group. We got the group play. It was guys though, and then you could drink your beer right there. It was cool. They were playing like old school, like music. It was dope.
I like that.
That's yeah, good. Moon's shout Barbecue.
And shout out, how is Steph and all of them?
They're good.
Yeah. I haven't seen them in a long time.
They've been like on their, that's because Steph and them do everything backwards. Mm. Like my high school like friends, well, they're all like, I don't like calling them high school friends, but my friends from high school.
Yeah.
They like,
oh, you don't like counting people because it's like his minor homies?
No. But like,
his friends that are minors?
No, what the fuck?
By the way, you do have friends that are minors.
I have little homies, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say it like that.
You said it like that.
They're just my little homies.
Say do no. I hear you like I'm young.
Say do no.
Yeah, they get drunk on a fucking weekday, fool.
Uh-huh.
Like.
Yeah, instead
like,
of the weekend.
Like, they're like, oh, we're going to drink on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I got to film the next day. On the weekend, I'm ready. It's cracking.
You're cracking.
But you know what I'm saying? But they do it everything backwards.
We have to talk about this live show. It's happening on Saturday. Sabado. Yes. Duno's Finding Love. You know, you might be watching this and feeling in your Valentine's feelings, your sentimientos. I just saw we're finding you love.
Yes.
But remember, I asked you, how do you hit on girls?
Yes.
And you said you don't.
No, I do, but I don't.
So I want to know how Duno gets girls.
Because the number one problem is that, like, automatically, if I'm trying to get at a girl, she's going to know who I am.
Why?
Because I'm kind of popping. So when they know who I am, I feel like everything goes off the window.
Oh.
No, because then they're like, oh, you're fucking around. Like let's say I'm trying to hit on a girl. Oh, like, yeah. Before.
Also, then you can't, like, manipulate her.
No, that's not
what
the
fuck, because she already
knows
that you're a piece of shit.
What's with these questions right now?
She knows how bad, like, oh,
she's
this,
like, this
is
full of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I think.
You can't trick her.
But I have met a girl, like. I ain't gonna lie. Whenever I do spit game,
yeah,
it's like I've done pretty well for myself.
You
like,
have to tell us how you spit game because you're gonna spit game on the fucking live show.
No, there's first of all, they're fighting for my love. I'm not fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Duno.
It's backwards there. But if I'm like,
how do you spit
like,
game?
Hypothetically speaking, we're at a bar.
Yes.
And I'm like, hey, damn, that girl's pretty.
Mm-hmm. What do you tell her?
I'll go up to her, be like, hi, how you doing? You want a drink? You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, what's your name? And then they'll say their name. And I'm like, and then I think for about 5 seconds, do I say Danny or do I say Duno? And I go, like, oh, Danny. She'll be like, oh, nice to meet you. And then it's either good or bad. Like a girl, like I'll be talking to a girl and then somebody asks me for a picture.
Oh, you like that. It's Steph. It's your homegirl.
It's your homegirl. You set it up.
Come now, hurry.
No, but it usually goes pretty well for me. Mm-hmm. And then they go like, and I'll be like, oh, fuck, can I get your Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be like, yeah. And then even if they didn't know who I was.
Yeah. They're
going to
find out.
And then I get the Instagram. They find out. They're like, oh, what the fuck? And
but
then,
you seem really nice. Hey, how you doing? Can I get you a drink? My name's Danny. And then they go on your page. Yeah, these fucking hoes.
That's what I'm
fucking
saying.
Fucking stupid hoes.
But then, like, it's like, yeah, I'm being me, but it's also entertainment, you know? So it's.
No.
So it fucks me up. Fool.
Yeah.
I want to be in love. Fool.
I
that
know
shit,
you do.
That shit seems cool, dick. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like. You're in love.
Okay.
Six is in love.
Six, you're in love too?
Oh, I'm doing having a great time over here.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Aww.
Yeah, sick, lonely bitch.
Fuck you, bitch. But also, like.
All them followers can't find you love.
Wow.
Find me that bag, though.
Tell a joke about love.
He's getting you today.
I know. What's so
good? Really bad.
It's a brown podcast. But
okay.
it's one of those things.
So, ladies, if Duno's met you and he's. Introduce himself as Danny. Chances are he was hitting on you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, but then also, like, whenever I do, like, hit on, like, full, I'm pretty good. I think my ratio is, like, 75%. Like, you
your
know.
Your ratio
know?
Or your percentage?
Like, no, I'm sorry. My percentage is, like, 75% has been good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I've locked in some, like, couple little dates here and there.
What do you do on a date? Where do you go on a date?
I do normal shit. I go eat somewhere nice. You know what I'm saying?
You go to the view.
No, I'm taking it just straight to a view. That's crazy.
Yeah, you do.
No, but I'll do like, because we're like, what's a date nowadays? Like, go bowling?
Yeah, bowling's cool.
Yeah.
Go Bolero? Bowling. Go to the movies.
Movies.
Dinner. Pool. See, that's some drunk shit.
That's for sure some drunk shit.
Pool house,
yeah. Yeah. But.
The last time I went to a pool hall, it was when everyone was going to bars dressed like business casual. I wore a vest. It was like back in the, you know how they clown? You probably seen memes. Probably not. You're young. But it's like, remember when everybody used to go out dressed in business casual wear? And it's like, I don't know why we dress like that. It was just a certain type of dress.
Yeah.
Like, And I would wear my little vest with my little tank top and be like, ooh, let's go to the pool hall. And then we got in a fight.
Really?
Put some girls there, yeah. Why? I was with my hood homegirl. Shout out Pinks. Yeah.
Got Why'd down. You guys get in a fight?
I don't know. But just be tripping at the pool hall.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Fool. I'm trying to be on a date, so fool, trying to trip on me at the yeah. pool hall. Now I got to crack him with the ball, the eight ball. You know what I'm saying?
Let me look at it.
Obviously, before you were
your
married.
Your older sister probably would do
did
that.
Did he ever hit on a guy? Before you were married, did he ever hit on somebody? Like how would you do it? Like, damn, he's good looking. Like, let me go see what's cracking.
Never on a stranger.
Never on a stranger?
No.
See, girls don't do that? Just go up to, yeah, right? Girls do that.
I'm trying to find the meme.
Like, to you? Like, do girls come up to you and hit on you? Like,
I've had a girl hit on me before.
How did it go? Like,
she was just like you could tell, but it was probably like in a nice way too. Like, oh, what's your name? I'd be like, oh, you know, like, oh, well, nice to meet you. Okay, what's up? And then you want a drink? I got you. Like, because you understand each vibe is different. Can I see?
Like, it's you can like throw, but it's like bitches wear like
yeah. You're wearing a vest. Like,
yes.
This is I know exactly what you're yeah. talking about.
But we'd go out like that. I don't
business
know why.
Business casual is comedy.
Business casual to the club. You're wearing flats. Crazy. For sure, flats.
Flats? Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Or fucking weird.
Yeah, I've had a girl hit on me before.
What she? How she hit on you?
I think the same way I was kind of doing it too, like with the drink and shit.
Hey, can I buy you a drink?
Nah, she, yeah, but she was, but we're at a bar, like, bar, right? She was hitting on me, mm-hmm. and then she was like, you want a shot? I was like, I'm gonna get a shot. I was like, yeah, I'll take one. And then I was like, I got you on the next round.
Nice.
And then we're all kicking it. But she came with like a homegirl. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like too, but I've done a stranger vibes, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what's your name?
Yeah. You think you still got it?
For sure. I tested it out the other day.
Oh, okay. You should be trying.
It was cool. It was like, oh, okay, I still got it. Like, yeah, I got a blast. I got to. Because I think people just be like, oh. Because obviously you've had the one-night stands, but I'm like, not everything's going to be like that all the time. You know?
There's girls living in the world right now that can say that they one-night stood with Duno.
For sure.
One-night sat. One-night, like, laid to the side.
Lay to the side, just stupid.
Yeah?
One night stand, yeah. Okay. You never had a one night stand?
Well, that could be you. This Saturday's live show, you could one night sit with Duno.
Or you might be the love of my life.
Or you might be. What are you going to have them do for your love?
Squabble each other like baddies.
No,
baddie.
That's not what we're doing.
Where do you think your future wife, like, what do you think she's doing right now?
My future wife? Probably getting fucked.
Okay.
No, she's probably at work somewhere, like, as a secretary. Mm-hmm. I like bitches with desk jobs.
Okay.
But I like bitches with desk jobs.
Yeah, and then we're also looking for a Rosecrans Vic lookalike.
Lookalike, yes.
A lot of fools are going to come, and sometimes we at the meet and greet, it's like, is this Vic?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we doing for you? Actually, let's hosting this whole love thing.
No, I'm doing the La Bubuchona.
La Bubuchona.
Yeah, the La Bubuchona. The most La Bubuchona at the live is going to win a La Bubu.
So how are we announcing that? Like, hey, if you had a fucking sick-ass BBL, come up here.
Yeah. But I also want to show love to girls that don't have a BBL.
Yes.
It's out here for us.
Why?
I'm a fan of girls that are natural.
Six, not all of us are gifted with a lot of money to buy a BBL or go to TJ, okay?
But also, I think the trend is backwards now.
What?
I think now people are starting to love the natural bodies.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And stuff. No, that's true. Like, well, it's not, yeah. I'm being dead ass. Mm-hmm. This is dead serious.
Yeah.
Fool, you ever seen a too much of a fake BBL? You're like, damn.
Yeah.
It's like too fake.
Well, I think people are not going for the exaggerated BBL. And probably like the procedures are better now to make it look not as crazy. You know?
My mom, one of my mom's friends got.
I was researching for my homegirl. Mm-hmm. And and they have shelf.
Shelf?
Versus slope. So all the girls used to do shelf before.
What's
that
shelf?
That means they wanted like that bubble. Like they wanted a shelf. They wanted something you could sit something on. Right? But that can look exaggerated now versus slope. Now it's down.
It's looking like a shelf, not exaggerated. No. I think they're all nice.
I know you don't even you're lost right now. You're just looking at fucking ass right now. Yeah. So the shelf would be that it's higher up, but also like from the back on the jean.
What about a hybrid? There's a hybrid.
Yeah, there's a hybrid. Damn,
this BBL shit is out of control. Yeah.
But BBL. See, all of this is like, I guess, new tech, right? When it comes to like
and there's
BBLs.
Skinny BBLs. I found out about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, skinny BBL is a bitch that's skinny and they're trying to get like shit out of her. Yeah. And then there's mini BBL, which is not a lot. Wow. Like, you don't want to.
This BBL shit is changing the game, baby.
Yeah, it is.
I'm all for it, look, fool.
But shout out to the Labubuchonas. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have a BBL, but it just means that you like Labubus. And then we're going to give them away at the life, and it's going to be really
I just realized this is the Angel Reese special.
I was like, why are you looking at this cup so hard?
Yeah.
I'm Caitlin Clark. I'm going to stop drinking this shit.
It's just a coffee.
I know, I'm just joking.
You should be a Kelsey Plum fan because she's a part of the Sparks now.
Yes, I fuck with Kelsey Plum. She's a part of the Sparks now.
Nice.
I just said whatever Six said. I don't know. How you been, Latim?
Shout out to IE.
IE. Nah, no, nah, where I be. All my bitches Taiwanese. If you my bitch, then die by me.
Okay, did this song get popping? You know more about this song than I do.
I do know
after the Grammy speech from Kendrick Lamar that they reposted or posted this song again. Because even in the caption, it says how you feel when Kendrick Lamar shouts out the IE.
Yeah, San Bernardino specifically. But yeah, the IE, yeah.
He said IE too.
Yeah, he said the whole. IE, IE, 909 where I be.
This record is hot.
All my bitches Taiwanese, you my bitch, then die by me. Fool, that is a bar, fool.
Yeah.
If you my bitch, then die by me. Real shit.
That means he kills her?
No, like if you my bitch, you'll die for me.
Oh, but die by me means I'm the one that killed you.
Oh, wait, he says, die by me, die for me. Die for me? No.
I don't know that song at all.
Yeah. If you die by car accident, the car accident kills
okay,
you.
Okay, well, I didn't write the lyrics.
You said it was a bar.
But he's Asian. He's an Asian dude.
Is he Taiwanese?
I don't know if he's Taiwanese.
But he said it in the bar.
I know. He said all his bitches Taiwanese.
Okay.
But I think Jakarta was telling me that he's Indonesian.
Oh. Are you sure? Or is it just Jakarta claiming?
I think Jakarta just claiming another Asian.
Yeah.
But he's Asian. He's going crazy. People are hating on him.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't understand. He's making hot record. That's a hot record.
That's a good song.
It's an ear catchy record.
It's Me and Concrete have been on catchy. It. It's so, catchy.
Well, like, look, fool, think about it. IE. Boom. 909 where I be bars.
Bar.
He be in the 909.
Boom.
All my bitches Taiwanese. I didn't even know there was Taiwanese bitches in the IE.
Shout out to all the Taiwanese.
If you my bitch and die by me, his bitch is gonna die for him.
Or be killed by him.
Whatever it is, it's catchy. I'm with it. It's good.
He's saying lie. Am I tripping?
No, he wrote the lyrics himself.
No, I know, but it sounds like he's saying bitch.
He's saying chicks, but he's all my bitches straight Taiwanese. See, if you my bitch,
it sounds like he's saying lie. By the way, he's saying checks. Stupid.
He's saying checks.
It's written checks. Why? All my checks be Taiwanese. That's what.
What does that even mean?
I don't know his money.
His money's Taiwanese. What's
that's what it says. Checks. It says checks. Unless he has someone like fucking Jose doing the videos and fucking up the captions.
Or what if he just has a super accent?
He probably does. We need to get him.
Pack Joko.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of Flavor Duno, there'll be a link in the description with a Google form.
What is your Google? Did you just make that yourself?
Yeah, of course I did. Fuck.
You're so cute.
Why did he make a Google form about himself?
Tell us your measurements.
Yeah.
Like for what?
What makes you good for Duno? See, I'm trying to be like, you know, the wingman.
So
Duno, like, you know, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You're producing right now. That's a producer.
I just need somebody with a big heart.
You're a fucking loser, bro.
Nah.
What's something you look for in a woman?
Titties.
Okay.
Yeah, next one.
Next one. Yeah. What's another question?
Describe your perfect date.
Sex. Hot naked sex.
Well, I hope it's naked. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you were stranded on an island, what one thing would you have with you?
Viagra.
Okay. What's your best trait?
This dick.
Okay.
Why you look at me? You're a freak.
If you had to cook a meal for them, what would it be?
Cock meat sandwich.
Okay. All right, Duno. Tampoco. You're trying to find love, didn't you say?
Yes.
Okay. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Ugly feet.
What's your love language?
Sex.
What does love mean to you?
Forever.
You're getting really cute, by the way. You're getting, like, it's warming my heart. What do you do when you're home alone?
Jack off.
What's your motto in life?
Fuck money, get bitches. No, get bitches. No, get money, fuck bitches. Oh, fuck. I fucked that up very bad. Fuck money, get bitches. Freak ass. Yeah.
If you could be an animal for a day, what would you be?
A rabbit.
If a movie was based on your life, which actor would play you?
If a movie was based on my life, what actor would play? Ashton Kutcher.
Duno, if your girl was sick, yes, how would you make her feel better?
Hot chocolate, some Advil, and some dick.
Oh, gosh. Okay, when you meet your girl's father, what's the first thing you tell him?
I'm her new daddy. Why don't they bitches with that?
You ask your date where she wants to eat, and she tells you, I don't know. What's your answer?
Chick-fil-A. So fucking valid that everybody loves Chick-fil-A.
What's a movie that could make you and your date cry and you wouldn't judge?
Under the Moon. With the little, the one about the kid. Abajo de la Misma Luna.
Wow, the immigration one?
Yeah, yeah. Sad-ass movie.
He has to be crying over the climate in the U.S. It's crazy. Let's say you and you're getting married.
I'm getting married.
What's your first dance with your wife? What song?
Oh, I have it.
You have it?
I think so.
Let's see.
La Novelita by Aventura. She doesn't know how to dance bachata, though.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what are three non-negotiables that you need in a partner?
What the fuck?
Three things that you will not, like, you will not budge on. For example.
What do you mean? Three, can you give me one that you and Jorge have so I could get an example?
Yeah, I could tell you. My three non-negotiables were that they have to have ambition.
Ambition.
They have to have a relationship with God.
Relationship.
And that means you don't budge. You don't budge on those things.
Okay, so I'm not fighting that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have to be family-oriented. Like, they have to have a good relationship with their family.
Okay.
So you automatically would be out of the picture. Like,
what the? I have a great relationship with my family.
I'm just kidding.
What the fuck?
So that's how the girls.
I don't know if I don't have a relationship with God like that.
Yeah, but you don't. But that was mine on.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was mine. That was mine on negotiable. That is like, that helps you, I guess, filter.
What,
through.
Okay, but not like if there's a contract. Let's say we're basing that as a contract. Mm-hmm. Like, these are three things that have to be put in the contract. Like, non-negotiable, yeah, you can't take out. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is me for a girl.
For a girl. You have them.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Can you tell me? You might know me a little more when it comes to this.
Your non-negotiable needs to be that she has to know how to take a joke.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. She has to be, she has to know how to take a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has to dance. That could be a non-negotiable. No, that could be your fucking wedding song.
Yeah, but I could teach a girl how to dance. Or she, or by the way, we could go take dancing class, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think she has to be family orientated.
Mm-hmm.
I think like, because yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So why
she has to know how to take a joke, be family orientated.
Oriented.
Oriented. Orientated is like when you go like on to go see the school.
Orientation.
Like,
orientation. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's two.
And she has to be.
I have another one, I think.
She has to be, because I kind of want to base it on my life, but I want to include my career in it.
Well, I would say that a lot of troubles you have sometimes is girls don't understand your lifestyle.
That's
schedule.
What I'm saying, yeah. So but I want to say it in a sense to where,
of her
like,
own. Like, she has to have.
Yeah, she yeah. is having her own life. Does that sound crazy?
No, it doesn't.
But maybe I'm not wording it right.
But she's like. She's driven, like, that's why I like the word ambitious, because,
okay,
like,
yeah, okay,
a lot of people have passion, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are gifted, but ambition means they're moving on it. Because if you've ever probably dated a girl, I know in the past I've dated a guy that's, like, super ambitious and creative but wasn't doing shit with it.
Mm.
So you're just, like, lazy, and, like, I'm pretty sure if you were dating a girl that has, like, a lot going for her, she's really smart, pero se queda en la casa, like, she doesn't really do anything for it. Yeah. So you're not doing anything with your gifts. Whereas ambition, and honestly, like, I put these three things, and after I did that, I found Jorge. Like, he's so creative and passionate, but he's also moving.
He moves
like,
on it. It's not off talk.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess ambitious could be the word, because I think a lot of the times it's like when you meet somebody, like, I guess, like, in our worlds or mm-hmm. something like that, it's like, oh, you're supposed to, like, by, you're a girl, so maybe you're seeing the other way, but you're very ambitious yourself. Mm-hmm. You work hard. You know, you have all these things going on. You sometimes have to travel for work and mm-hmm. stuff like that, right? I think ambitious could be one.
Yeah.
But also, I think, like, I'm okay with building somebody, too, or building together.
Yeah.
Like, let's say I meet somebody that I really fuck with, and she's not ambitious, but I could motivate her some way where she's
that'll
like,
get tiring to you. Because, see, right now, you're budging from your non-negotiables.
Okay.
Because, like, you just budged from the dancing one. So you're going to end up with a bitch that don't dance, and that shit's going to piss you the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but even with the girl that's ambitious, right? That don't mean that she has to have it all popping right now, but it does mean that she has it in her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to be tired and be like, I can't fucking motivate you every day to fucking do some shit. Yeah. Like, you got to do it on, you got to have it. Look at adentro, right? ¿Ves? Like, you need to be also someone that's like a self-starter. Like, you have to have your own initiative y todo eso.
Yeah,
even if they're not popping yet, you can help, but
yeah.
They need to have it.
Yeah, I guess ambition will be one then. I think.
So, ladies, ambitious ladies?
Yeah, because
ambitious ladies, family-oriented ladies.
But also, I've met somebody that's ambitious, but then she's a bitch. And it's like, oh, bitch, what a bummer you are.
Well, they put the bitch in ambitious, okay?
They put in bitch in ambitious. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think, I don't know. I've never thought about it like having like three things that I need.
So you need an ambitious girl, but she's sweet.
Nah, she could be a bitch too, but I think.
You're not giving me non-negotiables. You're literally like, this is what I want.
I'm budging.
But
I'm like,
budging. You're literally budging on the things that you're setting up.
I just think if you're cool, I'll fuck with you. Like, if you're cool and you can take a couple jokes. And you could understand, I guess, a little bit of my lifestyle. Because I'm starting to come to notice that a lot of the girls that I have dated, mm-hmm. a lot of it has been my fault. Mm-hmm. But I think it was maybe because I wasn't clear either. So maybe I got to be a little more clear.
You got to be clear, brother.
Yeah, I got to be a little more clear. Like, bitch, I'm going to cheat on you.
Nope, not like clear
like
that.
You know what
Straight. No, because what you do is like, A, don't take anything serious. But then you take it serious. And she's like, I thought we weren't taking shit serious. And then you're all mad about New York, Dominican papi.
I don't know who do it. Is he Dominican? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think a part of me has been, you know what? Because like, right now that I think about it, like, I don't even think I'm hurt over shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've been
you're
like,
numb?
What happened?
You're numb.
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking about it the other day actually. Because I feel like life has been just whooping my...
Yeah.
Like, career-wise and everything-wise, my life has been amazing. Like, I'm blessed, like, setting out shows and shit like that. But I think life on my personal side has been a very big, like, eye-opener this last, like, the last couple years. But even this, like, just, like, last month.
Mm-hmm.
What's crazy is, like, I trip out. I kicked it with the ex-love of my life. But also cool shit, like, deadass, like... The one I dated for a long time.
Ashley.
Yeah, I kicked it with her. And I actually kicked it with her when Renee did a shout out my boy Renee. He did like a show for Ken.
Wow.
At the Laugh Factory. And I kicked it with her and we're chilling and shit. And we've been broken up for years.
Mm-hmm.
We're just cool as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when we were together, we made a promise like, hey, whenever, if we ever break up, but we need each other, we're going to be there.
Oh.
And then, every time, like when my brother-in-law's accident happened, she hit me. When certain shit, like I know it's happened to her, I'll hit her. Like, hey, fool. And for our birthdays too, it's like, happy birthday, fool. Like,
yeah.
But it's not no weird shit. Like,
just checking in.
It's just checking in. And I was talking to her and she's like, how have you been, fool? Like, she was genuinely worried type shit, you know? And I was like, I've been good, fool, but I think I was telling her about my last situation,
mm-hmm.
New York, and then she was like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, she did what you did.
Oh my God!
But no, hold on, let me break it down.
You fucking cheated on this one.
No, I didn't cheat on.
Yes,
no,
you did.
No, I didn't cheat on Ashley. No, I didn't.
What'd you do to Ashley?
I broke over thinking that I was like trying to live life, but I wasn't. Mm-hmm. Blew it, buddy. But what I'm saying is, I remember I told her, I was like, yeah, when Ma died, I was like, I needed you, and you weren't there. And she's like, fool, you literally broke my heart. She told me, and I'm like, so what? Like, you're supposed to be there, fool. Like,
that's so selfish, dude.
No, like, no, but we made a promise.
We had a deal.
You made a promise not to cheat.
Yeah. I didn't cheat, though. Where are you guys getting the cheating
you
from?
You fucked her up. You fucked her up. So it's like,
No. I broke over to live my life. It was a big difference.
It means fuck somebody else, nigga.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No. See, can I say my story?
Just know, God, shut like, the fuck it's up. Crazy to be like, hey, you pinky promised me this. So, yeah, like, I fucked you over, but you pinky promised.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I broke up with her like I broke up with her. I didn't do nothing wrong.
Clearly, she said you broke her heart.
I broke her because I left her, not because she caught me red-handed fuck having butt sex. You know what I'm saying?
Who's on top?
Not me. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, so what I was saying, I was telling her, I was like, hey, fool, like, because she understood the difference, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was kind of like, oh, like
damn. And she was like, what, 15, yeah, we were young. 16?
No, we were 18. We were young.
Okay. Yeah, we were, babies. Yeah. That's a lot of pressure to put on her. You weren't there for me. Motherfucker, you broke up with me.
That's not why.
But
that's,
you pinky promised.
No, that wasn't the conversation.
We were looking at the tunnels.
When we're like, what? You're inventing stories on your own head.
Yeah, you told me.
No, I didn't. Where'd you get tunnels from?
You were at that view.
So a view and a tunnel are two different things.
There's a view and the tunnel's right there. No, there isn't. What's that one tunnel all the tigers hit up, but it's closed?
Well, it's where he got found or something.
The Belmont tunnels? Yeah, Belmont, but they've been shut down for years, though.
Yeah, but that's a view, too.
No, it's fucking not.
Yes, it is.
It's just a tunnel where smokers
kick. I want to do a photo shoot there.
That's where the smokers? So I was telling her, I was like, cause she was telling me about it, like, oh, like, why didn't it happen? She's like, I saw a clip. She saw the clip, the brown bag clip.
Of the girl that didn't text you that happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, we just ended the shit, fool. And she was like, and then I was telling her, I was like, I ain't gonna lie, fool. Like, when I need her, you're like, I'm like, what the fuck? My best friend just died.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel like. Like, fool, like me.
On New York, girl?
Yeah. Like, fool, like if me and you are fighting each other, like, fool, we've been mad at each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I remember we've been mad at each other and your dad died and then I was you hit me up. Yeah, and you ignored me, bitch. How about that?
But you hit me,
how
right?
How about we pinky promise there?
No, we didn't, though. But you hit me.
Yeah, of course.
So I could appreciate that. Like, I know, fool.
Te quiero mucho.
So let me break it down to you.
Te quiero mucho.
Were you mad at me?
Hell yeah.
How mad are you with me?
Oh, my God.
Very mad.
Yeah.
But you hit me. God, what the fuck?
All right, but you told her that she wasn't there for you. Like,
fool, if I fuck up, fool, I'm on up to my shit. But what I'm saying is, okay, so I was making an example, like, fool, me and you were in a really bad, with my path pastor.
Keep doing that shit in
I said we. Yeah. I said we didn't talk to each other. You love the narrative. I'm at fault, too. Mm-hmm. And you still hit me up with my pops died.
Yes. Porque te quiero mucho.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was explaining
and
to X level.
And you ignored
me. I liked it. I didn't ignore you. But I had a lot of emotions, fool. Also, I'm in another country trying to figure out how to bring the body here. Fool. Yeah. Like, relax. And I was like, fool. I was like, dog. Like, it wasn't like I was like, oh, pull up and let's fall in love again.
Mm-hmm. But
type shit.
Just be there
for me. I was like, dog, I lost somebody.
You need a lot of love, huh?
I lost somebody that I would talk to every day.
Yeah.
Somebody that meant the, like, me and my dog were just, we were, the fool, that was one of my best friends, mm-hmm. fool. And I couldn't get a text and be like, hey, fool, like, I'm sorry about your loss.
From New York.
Yeah. And that hurts, fool. Yeah. That'll give you a life, like.
I have a question, though. Will you still fuck with her? Because that could.
Not after. Okay, so remember when we were potting.
Yeah.
And we talked about that shit. That was before, right?
Yeah.
When I talked about.
And you said you wanted to have like.
And I was like, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Because. One, you moved. Well, you know, you're doing your thing.
Yeah,
that's besides the point. But, I think if you knew somebody that close to me.
Yeah.
That's somebody that you.
But how would she know, bro? How would she know because if you guys don't fuck with each other?
Because you follow everybody else. Mm. You follow everybody else that lost somebody too, mm-hmm. So it's not like
you know what happened.
Yeah. You for sure, yeah. And it's like this, fool. Let's say me and you are not talking, mm-hmm. But I know how close, and shout out Deidre. I don't want to, but I'm making an example.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, yeah. One of your laboo-boos.
Yeah.
And I know you love your laboo-boo so fucking much. And me and you aren't talking, but you and Jose are talking, and, yeah. Jose has made your laboo-boo.
Yeah.
And your laboo-boo goes missing.
Fuck.
And Jose posted your laboo-boo.
And says,
The laboo-boo is missing. I'm like, oh, that's Letty's laboo-boo. I would reach out and be like, hey, fool, sorry about your laboo-boo, fool.
I love you so much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my thing.
Okay, so I have a question. There was girls that have hit you up, right?
For when the homie passed. Yes. Or just in general.
For when the
homie
passed. Do you look at them a little bit different, too? Like, oh, okay, they're real ones?
There's a gang of people that I didn't know were paying attention that much to my life. And when that happened, they hit me.
Yeah.
Like, they've never hit me to come to the club with me.
Yeah.
Or to come to this show. But when the homie passed away, I've seen them at the fundraiser.
That's nice.
I've seen them. You know what I'm saying? Like... There's certain, I don't know if maybe
but
it's
does
just,
that make you feel more like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't
that
have.
Just, no, but also, like, I get why somebody wouldn't want to talk to me if we broke up and we ended things wrong.
Yeah.
But I think if it's that close,
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Like, for example, she hit you up and she was like, I'm sorry for your loss. Does that make you look at her different like, damn, that's
for
a
sure.
good one.
I'd be
that's
like,
I'd be like,
oh, fool, like.
She's solid.
Regardless of what. The way anything ended, I appreciate it. Like, if you ever need me, it's because it's the important time. You can hit me like on some like cool shit and be like, oh, how you
like
doing?
On some or even like on a I miss you shit. Or, like,
yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Fuck it,
but yeah. But if like hit you because
dude, stop saying the fucking name.
Oh my god, I don't want to talk about these bitches anymore. Then,
but your bachata hit me up.
You got nicknames for all these bitches?
That's how we keep them secretive. Obviously not. And let them know how to do it. She just wants to make sure she's making you guys.
Worry. I want to slip in the edits.
But the world don't stop, fool. I get that. But I just think like a message is cool, you know? Like, hey, fool, I'm sorry, you know? Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the love side of it, fool, it's like back to the question, like, would I take her back? Nah, hell nah.
Yeah.
Because regardless of all the bullshit, bitch, regardless of all the bullshit, and it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm...
you've held yourself accountable.
Yeah, fool, but regardless of all the bullshit, fool, like... Like, when I was talking to the ex love of my life, I was like, yeah, fool, I hated you for a long time, fool.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, that's how I thought the moment.
Yeah, I needed
you. I was like, regardless whether you were mad at me or not, fool, somebody important died, and you weren't like, hey, let me just go check up on him, type shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And with this one, is the same. Nah, but I'm older now, fool, so my mentality's somewhere else now, but... Yeah, fool.
Yeah.
Like, I was hurt, but after that, I was hurt, fool. Like, and I wasn't hurt in a sense where I was like, damn, I kind of fucked up. You know, she was cool. Like, we could have been something very serious, but bitch, and then I hit her, like, hey, fool, I need you, fool. Like, hey, fool, fool.
Ex life or New York?
No, ex love of my life, that's just the homegirl.
You hit New York and you told her you need her?
I was like, hey, fool,
Oh my God.
I was like, hey, fool, I need a conversation, fool. Like,
Yeah.
I just need to let something out.
Yeah.
And I didn't get no reply. After that, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, it's cool, fool. Like,
bro, my heart.
But what I'm saying is, I get it, though. Like, we're mad at each other, but then you're asking me, like, would I take her back? Hell nah, bitch. When I needed you, when?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
Like, and regardless whether you.
Yeah.
You wanted to. Like, we don't have to get back with each other. Yeah. Like, you're doing your thing, I feel it. Like, salute to you.
But if I mattered to you, because you guys did, at one point, you guys mattered to each
other. For sure, for sure.
Then, like, you should still care in that sense, is what you're saying. Like, it's not like I'm trying to get back with you or this means something or whatever. But it's like, if we meant something to each other, like, as a human to another human that was in their life, you know, and you guys shared memories and feelings, you would expect some type of check-in.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's like that with anybody, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I think like, even like I seen when my pops passed away, my sister and my cousin don't talk, but my sister and they still don't talk, but my sisters didn't shun my cousin away from the funeral and stuff like that because they knew my pops cared about my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Like it's things like that. So after that, I was like, damn, this shit is crazy, fool. Like,
yeah, I do know.
Like, I was like, damn, bitch. But I'm telling you, I was telling ex love of my life that the same thing. Cause I was like, I hated you for years, fool. Cause I was like, damn, bitch, I needed when I needed you the most, you weren't there. And with this year, it's just been even crazier, fool. Like,
yeah.
Like I lost a best friend. And then I lost somebody that helped my comedy career, but also grew a personal relationship with. Yeah. And yeah, fool, I could have used the like, hey, fool, I hope, I know we're not talking, but hey, hope you're doing cool. You know, like hope. I know it's hard right now, but keep your head up. Keep your head up is cool with me, fool. I remember that, like, for a long, like, there's people, I'm telling you, there's people that I hadn't talked to in years, and they hit me separately. I was like, that's the type of person I gotta fuck with.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, we haven't talked in a long time, but hey, fool,
keep your head up. Basically, Duno remembers everything, observes everything.
For sure.
And what? Duno has a lot of feelings, but he won't express them.
I was heartbroken, fool. I was like, damn.
I know.
Since you're laughing, bitch.
Nah, this nigga.
You guys are laughing?
He goes, an elephant. Because they don't forget shit.
Me? I would clean that?
Oh, make a black man guilty.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, all right.
But yeah.
But all of that to say, Duno's looking for love.
Yeah, baby. Love. Bitch, don't forget that I don't forget.
Yes.
That's a bar right there. Keep it in time.
Woo, Duno. I don't know how we got so.
That was deep.
That was a
little bit too. Maybe you needed this.
What is
you
it
need? You need like that girl talk. You know what I'm saying? That I can understand you, and like
you've also been heartbroken.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You want me to open up not to? So stupid.
Yeah, man, I'm looking for love. But honestly, it's cool. Like, but I'm telling you, I needed that though. I needed like a I needed like a little waking up. I'm like, okay, I'm chilling, fool.
Like a wake up call.
I was telling the homies about it the other day because. Fool, all my homies are literally in love, fool. Like, literally, everybody's in love. And I'm like, damn, fool, maybe. Yeah. I'm like, maybe my word. But you know what? I've been kicking it with a lot of comedians lately.
Yeah.
And
they're in love, too.
And not a lot of them. It's a lonely world, fool. No.
Concrete's married.
But Concrete also, his comedy world started a little late to where he already had kids and shit. Mm-hmm. But a lot of, like, younger comics, ones? Like, it's you're on the road half the year, you know? Yeah. It's hard to.
Yeah.
It's hard to for you to be, like. You know, this is a situation type shit.
That's why you would have been perfect.
Shut the
bro.
Fuck up. You're fucking crazy. But shout out Eddie and Theanette, a couple flying from Chicago for our Brown Bag live show this Saturday. I met Eddie at the airport.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, bro, I saw you in the bathroom. I didn't know if it was you. But when I came back out, it was you.
Bro, he saw you in the bathroom?
No, he's washing my hands, not the sweener.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like,
bro. Well, it's fucking uncircumcised. Of course he didn't see it.
And then he was like, what the fuck?
It's fucking inside.
God, you're going to have to cut this too. Fuck, Lefty. And then he was
you
like.
You should have cut that. You should have cut that.
It wasn't my
you
choice.
You should cut that.
I was just a little boy.
I was just a boy.
He was like, hey, bro, my girl's a fan. We took a picture. And he's like, can I FaceTime her? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, we're actually going to the live show on Saturday.
Let's go.
And I'm like, hell yeah. So shout out Eddie and Theanette. She told me not to forget her shout out. Here it is, baby girl. Shout out my boy Eddie, too. They're coming to the live show. I'm excited. They're coming from the Shy. You know what I'm saying? From Chicago. I think they're from...
Why is that funny, Sid?
Because we just fixed the way he said Chicago the other day.
Really?
And he's already back messing it up.
Over
again.
There on the Black Podcast?
On the Black Pod. We taught him. Okay. That's his practice, Duno.
Shy.
Chicago.
Why is it a Mexican thing?
Chicago.
It's just a Duno thing. It's just a Duno thing.
I think it's a Latino thing.
You're the only one I've heard say it.
Chicago.
There we go.
Chicago. Chicago.
Like if you're saying shh, not
Chicago.
If you're saying
oh, yeah, maybe I am saying like a Mexican. Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. Chicago.
Yeah. The chai. You want a chai latte?
And chai.
From the shy.
Okay, shy.
But yeah, shout out them. Yeah, they're coming for the live show. So
hey.
Eddie and Theanette, we're excited to see you guys.
Live show's going to be fun. Frankie J's going to be there. We locked in a lot of special guests. I'm almost scared of how we're going to do the special guests, bro.
There's going to be six of problems.
In
gonna...
my little brain, I'm like, how the fuck are we going to do this?
It's going to be.
Gonna
it's going to be, what's the word? Nostalgic. I learned a new word.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Frankie J. Frankie J's already announced. But we also have.
Jesus. Chewy will be there too.
Who?
Our t-shirt guy?
Jesus. I say Jesus. Chewy will be
oh,
there.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, like God.
Jesus Christ. Like Dios
Jesus.
Oh, I was like.
He's black. You don't get
Jesus.
It.
We got a homie named Chewy. That's why.
Yeah, they do. They do. His real name is Jesus, by the way.
Jesus.
Exactly. See, yeah. I look at you learning the culture. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the whole live show. Like,
yeah,
this is the first time we're kind
of. And then that's gonna be amazing. I'm gonna want to watch that.
Well, you have a TV in your green room.
Oh, okay. But then you guys are gonna be like, hurry up.
You do take forever to come.
No, you like fuck you.
I'm excited though.
Yeah, I'm excited. We need to figure out our walking out song.
That's what we haven't figured out. Yeah. Usually that's like the first thing we have said. Yeah. But we haven't.
Yeah.
But if it's like love R&B vibes, we have to come out with some love R&B vibe shit. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think we need to come out to oldies.
In you.
Okay. All right.
Dodgers have sidekick Hernandez and Clayton Kershaw.
Kershaw was announced too.
We got white boys back.
Don't y'all hate that? Remember you all pissed?
Yeah, that old ass bitch, but fuck it.
Okay. So then what's going to happen?
I don't know. He's probably not going to start any games. But Kike Hernandez is back to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Mr. Clutch himself.
Yeah, shout out Kike.
I'm excited for Kike. We're going to see the dick pump now again.
So who from the World Series team from the Dodgers isn't with us?
Flair Darity. There was a name.
Oh, yeah. Flaherty.
Yeah, Flaherty. He went his Flair Darity. I didn't even give him two different names. He went to Detroit.
Yeah.
And then I don't think we were signed.
We sent someone else somewhere.
To New York, no?
Who didn't we resign? Damn, that's hard. I can't think about it off the top of my head.
We kept the Oscar, right?
We kept the Oscar. Yeah, he was one of the first ones that we signed. We finally got Kike back, Clayton back.
Someone else dipped. Right?
Oh, fucking Walker Buehler.
Walker.
He went to the Red Sox?
Walker Buehler is...
Edmund?
No, we kept him.
Yeah.
But he was under contract. We got him
with a
contract.
He went to Boston.
Okay. Yeah. He went to Boston Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah, Buehler.
So for the most part, the team that won us a World Series
was a pitcher that won us the last inning?
Yeah, Walker.
Walker, bye-bye. He's gone. But yeah, most of the team is still intact together. And, okay. And I think it was Jack was temporary either way, so we didn't really give a fuck about him. And then and Buehler, I think it just didn't make sense. But I wish we would have kept him.
Yeah.
Cause he's a dog when he's in there talking shit. But we kept most of the most important pieces. And our pitching's at an all time high right now, so losing like somebody like Buehler hurts, but he was also very injury prone, so we just didn't know where it was at with it.
Okay, if Ohtani pitches, is he gonna be a starting pitcher or is he gonna
be? Yeah, he's a starter pitcher. He's a starting pitcher.
Yeah. You keep talking like that. I was gonna hit us in the.
They're gonna come down. Yeah. He will be a starter. Yeah, he's a starter. Mm-hmm. But does that mean, does he hit? Because now we have designated hitters?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hits, I think. He's one of the rare ones that does both. That will do both, yeah.
Okay, that's shout out to Dodgers for that. Did you see the Latino
jersey.
Heritage Night?
Yes.
That looks
Is that for just Mexican Heritage Night? Because I know they have Salvadorian Night, Central American Night.
I think that might be for Mexican Heritage
That night. Shit is hard, the
did
luchador.
Put it? Yeah, the luchador.
Yeah, he did put it on here. Yeah. I have it. I could just check right here real quick. That shit is super hard. I'm excited.
It is for Mexican Heritage
Night. Yeah, Mexican Heritage Night.
Tuesday, May 20th.
And it's, who do they do it with? It's Dodgers Mexican Heritage Night jersey, though, and this shit is hard. It's like a comic book. It gives me comic book vibes. Lucha Dodgers. Lucha Dodgers is hard. And it says it's El Campeón Mexican Heritage Night, mano a mano, Los Angeles. Fool, this shit is just hard. That fool's tatted. He got the LA on him.
It's Anthony Banda.
Is that who it is?
Girls, it's Banda.
It's Anthony Banda. Know. But he is tatted up.
Yeah,
so
he's tatted up.
I wonder what the inspiration behind it is. I don't know. I wonder like who designed it or something. Somebody said font front is cool, but way too much going on in the back. I personally like the back.
Oh, y'all got to check this out. All right, speaking of like merch and LA shit, I'm going to put this in the chat. Born and Raised is coming out with the merch line for LAFD, the Los Angeles Fire Department. That's so tight.
Both the Dodgers and who?
Los Angeles Fire Department.
Oh, Born and Raised is Born doing the whole job. Shout out Born and Raised. SZA was wearing a Born and Raised jacket.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl.
Is it with a jacket or pants?
Jacket.
It was her jacket.
Wait, do I get a discount
if I am Born and Raised
in Los Angeles?
In Venice. Yeah, probably in Venice.
Did they use the Snooty Fox and make the Snooty Fox firefighter?
Sussex.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Do you think Six knows the Snooty Fox?
Why you say show Six like I've ever been to the Snooty Fox?
You show how you told me last time.
But that's the Snooty Fox, right? The little logo?
Yeah, that's hard. I fuck with it.
Yeah.
I like it. And, yeah, that's dope, man. Shout out Born and Raised.
Yeah.
And the girl that designed that was the stylist for SZA was a Latina.
Yeah.
Shout out her as well, man. So
for the stylist for who?
Funny.
For SZA.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's for sure.
I thought she was gonna do like Snooze or something. I can't.
Like her own solo song?
When I'm with you. She killed it though. That shit was hard. How'd you like the performance?
I love Dot performing. And I was telling people, like, this is something, it's gonna sound like I'm like caping for him as a Kendrick fan, but this is something Kendrick fans understand, that even if you go to a concert, this fool's putting on low-key like a play. And you literally have to pay attention. So it's less of the turn up and it's more like you have to pay attention with what the fuck he's doing. Shit moves so fast. He's remixing lyrics. He's also like just the visuals behind it. So it's more of like a, like literally you have to be focused on the performance. Yes, you should turn up and there should be moments where you turn up. But a lot of what Dot does is almost like, okay, I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of, like, so they're saying this is the most viewed halftime performance, and I also think people are going back to the videos because that's what Kendrick does. Like, you have to rewatch it because you have to catch little things that he did. Like, people are now seeing the PlayStation controller that it looked like, right? People are like,
what was the point behind that?
On the PlayStation thing?
The game theme.
It was the whole thing was the American game.
Yeah.
So the great chose American like a PlayStation game. Controller type thing.
Yeah. PlayStation. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then now I guess I saw. So clearly he had people in red, white, and blue, and the way that they're moved around, I guess it's Braille, and it's spelling out Compton, because I guess they spread out on the concrete, and they took an overhead shot of that, and then I guess someone saw like how it was like the white dots. Moved around, it's like, oh, that's Braille for Compton. Which again, with Kendrick, people are like rewatching to like screenshot shit or whatever.
I was a fan of when he was teasing the shit. The not like us.
Oh my god, I can't.
That was probably one of my favorite.
I like the little girl singers, like the quartet.
Yeah.
And I keep in my brain going, what song?
Yeah. He definitely surprised, but I don't know why people were surprised like that. I knew he was gonna do it. I was like, he has to do it. There's no way you don't do it. But I get why people were like, we don't know, you know. But it was hard. Fool, he killed that shit.
Yeah.
I can see why people dislike it as well, though. Because when you compare something super West Coast, like the Dre and Snoop shit, like, that shit was super next level.
And that shit was meant to turn you up. And I think this is what Kendrick was saying and what Samuel Jackson, I guess, what his narration was meant to be.
Yeah.
Is he's telling him like, hey, stay in line. Hey, this is too much for this main audience. But Kendrick knew that was going to be like the criticism. But he was just like, no, fuck it. I'm going to be that, right?
Yeah.
If I have these 15 minutes, you got to listen to me anyway. Yeah. I'm going to use this moment to be on some fuck you shit, which is like to the T, like textbook Kendrick. Because that's why we get to Pimp a Butterfly the way it sounds like.
Yeah.
No one at that time when it dropped, He shouldn't have sounded like that, especially after how Good Kid, Mad City sounded. To Pimp a Butterfly shouldn't have sounded the way it did. But
the name would throw you off.
Yeah, but Kendrick was like, fuck that. And even like his inflections in his voice, his speed rapping got clowned for a bit and criticized from people. Like where fucking, what's his face? Big Sean got into the beef with Kendrick because he was low-key in a freestyle. He was saying like, you guys think he's the savior of rap, but all he's doing is rapping fast. Like, because he's going to go against the grain of what we want or expect.
Yeah.
And he's just used to that. Like with Kendrick, you have to meet him as his level. He's not going to dumb it down. It's kind of like, hey, y'all got to catch meet me right here if you want to understand what I'm saying. But for him to still do that within the Super Bowl performance, understanding that not everybody's going to like it. Understanding that it doesn't do what all the other ones did.
Yeah.
But it's the most viewed for a reason.
I get it, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I fucked with it.
And then there were songs weaved into that that still were like hits. You know what I'm saying?
I would have loved to hear like even like 10 seconds of like Swimming Pool or something like that.
I agree. I would too. And I think in the interview he had, and I knew, I'm like, dang, he's not gonna play his old shit, because in the interview he had with Apple Music,
with Ebro, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had said something like, you know, I love the past, but I don't want to stay in the past.
Yeah.
And even that little mention in regards to, I'm like, he's not doing his old shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, that passion, I'm still as passionate today as I was then. But like, I like to leave things in their time. And even that's what is it called? like for in the Super Bowl performance for people not to hit their catalog, it's like people don't expect that. Like everyone has hit the hits. Play the hits, play the shit people know, get the most audience. But to him, he's like, they're already here. I'm gonna play my new shit and my shit to come. Cause even doing Bodies, which was the first, like, yeah. Which was a snippet that not all of us know, adding lyrics, like, that's a little bit weird. I think Beyonce, when she did the Super Bowl, she had premiered a record at the Super Bowl. And I remember that was crazy. Like, you're playing a brand new song versus shit people know. And that's something that Kendrick was doing, essentially. Like, I'm not going to hit you with the classics. I'm going to hit you with the right nows and the future, which lets us know there's a future. Bro, we can go down this road. I could talk about rap the way you talk about the bitch from New York. What's up? What's up? What's up? What are we doing?
Wow.
It's crazy. Oh, my God. The Lefty and Duno podcast.
Free Lefty.
Bro.
That was funny. It was funny.
Why free him?
No. They didn't let him in the Super Bowl. Yeah. I see somebody edit him in. Like, he was mustard.
Hilarious. I was sure he was going to be in there, bro.
He finished with TV off?
Yeah.
I was sad he wasn't in there. But also, like, he did Peekaboo and AZ Chike wasn't there.
Yeah, rap Chike's part.
Yeah. He rapped Chike's part?
Yeah. Yes.
He's like, surprise, bitch. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Chike should have been there for that. But, I mean, I think the thing is, he already gave him enough of a look on GMA.
Does Chike get a bag off that?
Anything else? Yeah.
Kendrick didn't even get a bag off that.
I know. I heard he didn't get paid.
No one gets paid to do the Super Bowl.
From Peekaboo. No, no one gets paid for Super Bowl. It's just like
they just give you a budget for the whole thing.
Yeah. It's the biggest advertisement you could get.
Yeah, like motherfuckers pay millions to be on for 30 seconds. So like you to be on 15 minutes, like
it's also the most watched music performance ever now.
Yeah,
it's bigger than Michael Jackson's Super Bowl.
Yeah, Kendrick's.
Which makes sense why you probably sing a new song right off the bat too.
But that's crazy. That's like really like unheard of for them.
Yeah,
because
like Shakira and them go straight to like the
Usher, Shakira, for everybody.
Rihanna,
everybody. I was watching the Michael Jackson performance while we're on it that day, right? And he did like 3 or 4 songs. It wasn't like, I guess even before they weren't as like, right now they do a medley. Like that fool ran through probably 15 records, Kendrick. And so did Rihanna. And so like that, and so did Dr. Dre. But like, Michael, can we look how many songs Michael performed during his performance?
Probably wasn't that
much. No, but he'll do it more in full. And then for him, he brought out hella kids. Don't make jokes. He brought out hella kids. Swear to God, this is how the performance ends. It's just hella kids and he's fucking performing We Are the World.
We are the world.
And yeah, I swear to God.
We are the children.
Yes. He does that. Probably people say is the best Super Bowl halftime performance of all time. It was the most viewed. It was like most artistic, blah, 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 like because of what he did. And it was daytime when he did it. I was watching.
It was daytime?
Yeah. It was LA out here. The Super Bowl was out here. It was in 1993, bro.
He did 5 songs.
5 songs, bro. Yeah. That's.
Kendrick went through damn near the whole.
Whole GNX. But see, it's like our attention span is a little bit different.
Yeah, he killed it though. I fucked with it. I like his swag. I like the A minor.
Everybody else singing shit. A minor.
Yeah,
bro, did you see this? Oh, we have to talk about it. You supposedly they booed Donald Trump, but Fox News put like a cheer track. So all the TV, it looked like we were cheering him, like the crowd was cheering Donald Trump during the national anthem. But people in the...
Oh, he was at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. He got booed and Taylor Swift got booed.
Yeah. But Taylor Swift is understandable because it was like an Eagles home game. And it was mostly Eagles fans in the building.
Yeah.
And they're going to boo her. She's a fucking girlfriend of Travis Kelce. Yeah. But they made it seem like everyone cheered for Trump, bro. But people are showing videos of him getting booed. He got cheered, but he also got booed. And it's just like, it's just a trip. Just trip out on that fool. That's crazy.
Donald J. Trump, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That fucking guy. How many people was there?
Yeah, that was the first time a president has gone to the Super Bowl. But I think he's gone to the Super Bowl as a regular.
Yeah, because
like as Donald Trump, he wants to go to the fucking Super Bowl.
Damn, so Fox.
But Fox dubbed it.
But they are like big people of like he beefs it with CNN, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he beefs it with
like
CNN.
Like more what they would say, liberal media.
Liberal, yeah, and then yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he beefed it with Fox too, huh?
He just beefs with anyone that says anything mean about him. You could be his homie and say something mean and he beefs with you.
He's like, yeah, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Kendrick's shit overshined all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He fucking killed. I mean, he.
Shout out Samuel Jackson. There's so many little things, too. Like, low-key sticks into here. I could talk about some black shit. But, like.
Let's do it.
Love it. even Samuel Jackson being in Django, and he was low-key the house slave. But literally, like, in the Super Bowl halftime show where he's trying to keep Kendrick in line, that's what his character in Django was trying to do. Like, hey, listen to the masters.
Yeah.
Don't get out of line. Like, you have to be respectable and all that stuff.
I was surprised Samuel Jackson. I seen a video, too, where, like, after the camera wasn't on him, he was just on his phone.
Yeah. His track record is crazy. I think he was an usher in the funeral of Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah. Fucking Samuel Jackson is
wait,
shit,
okay.
Bro.
But when you say he was an usher.
Oh, he is in Coach Carter.
Yeah, he's the coach. Fuck it, when you
he
say.
He was in Snakes on a Plane.
It's too many motherfucking
snakes
on
a motherfucking plane.
hey.
Look at us. Black History Month. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Six. All right,
Duno, your turn.
Who does this?
White boys in Jersey.
No. That's not being Black History Month of you.
Who does hoo-hoo-hoo? Anybody at a game.
How I'm doing it, bro. Bruh, why am I more black than you right
now? Give me one. Who is it?
He was a talk show host.
Randy Jackson?
No. Arsenio
Hall?
Yes!
Man, I'm 24.
Shut
I didn't watch
up.
No Arsenio
Hall. You knew
Hall?
About fucking Shawshank Redemption?
I for sure did.
That was fucking, what's his face?
That's like black movies that
you
have to see.
That's not Samuel Jackson.
Shawshank Redemption isn't a black movie.
That's Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
So I'm about to say, Shawshank Redemption isn't a black movie.
It kind of is. It's
this shit is black as fuck, what I just did. Just.
We didn't watch Arsenio. Not we, but bruh. I didn't. I'm 24. I didn't watch Arsenio.
But shout out Samuel Jackson, bro.
Yes.
And all that he represented. I just like the, it's always deeper than that when it comes to Kendrick. And I heard on the GNX album cover, like people bought vinyls to GNX. Mm. And there's a TikTok video of a guy looking at his plastic, the covering.
Yeah.
And he's inspecting it. And it says made in Canada. He had his vinyls pressed in Canada. This is how fucking diabolical.
Who's more pettier?
Kendrick Lamar.
50 Cent or Kendrick Lamar?
Dang. 50. 50. Because that shit that he petty. Did. That shit that he did, yes.
With Irv Gotti?
Yes. Kendrick is like subtle petty. Subtly petty.
Nah, the shit with Irv Gotti.
Certified.
The shit with Irv Gotti was.
That's insane, bro. But I know people that have enemies and they're going to be their enemies till.
As somebody that's a fat, I love 50. Like, I think he's the most.
Yeah, to me, I thought that was a lot because that's crazy.
Yeah, Irv Gotti's dying. He's like, oh, bro, I'm sad you're dying.
You
obviously see my very
no,
successful show.
No, you see what happened when he actually died?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, he posted a picture next to a tombstone.
Yeah, a little pillow that says RIP and said smoking on an Irv pack.
It be like that sometimes, bro.
Like.
Hey, fool, stand up. He's standing on what he. But fool, you gotta be a dumb motherfucker to beef with 50.
You know that now. Back when they were beefing, like it was street shit. Like that's not the same 50 that we've seen kind of like go through these legal actions and get at other people. Like that low-key started to show us who 50 was right there. Like that beef showed us this fool's petty king. That beef.
Fool, when I first like started paying attention was when he bought like the first 200 seats for Ja Rule's show.
Yeah, so it could look empty.
So Ashanti?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like him and Irv shit, because they're in New York, that shit started even before hip hop even knew about it. That's some street shit.
But then he became really petty.
Yeah. I think supposedly the guys that shot 50 were Irv's homies.
Oh, for real?
Yes. So like all the fucking bully and I got shot and I survived, like that comes from you.
Oh, so you can't be mad at 50?
If y'all shot me, I'm petty for life.
If you shot me
no,
in the
I
face.
Didn't shoot you. Duno shot you. But you're
saying,
treating,
like, yeah. Everybody but, associated with Ja Rule, yeah. Associated with Irv Gotti, yeah. Like it's on it's that up. Forever.
What did he do to them? He bought their, did he buy their, like the Royal, like the Masters or like 50, like.
50 doing so, I don't think he's done that yet. He just fucking. He dissed them so hard that there was no coming back, unfortunately, for, like, a Ja Rule and, like, that era, which was sad because we really loved that era of rap. That was a good era of, like, fucking rapping.
The early 2000s?
Yeah. It was like you. Yeah, but he's trying to say, like, his the rights to his music.
No, he bought 200 tickets to a Ja Rule concert.
Yeah.
He bought them. So he bought 200 tickets for $3,000 on Groupon.
This is some cool shit that I want to say that didn't start off as cool shit, but it ended up being like on some, oh shit. Like,
what is it?
It's just some shit, bro. Okay. I can talk about this stuff because Six is here, and I'm very happy about that.
You had, like, a list of, like, black topics?
Yeah.
You had a Black History Month topic. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out, Let's
I don't know why, but.
Okay, so we all know. So we all know the Proud Boys, right?
Yes.
Stand by but stand down, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So they vandalized a black church, right? Black church sues them, wins. The black church that they vandalized now owns the trademark to the name Proud Boys, bro. This shit is on some
so the karma Proud Boys,
as
so the,
a motherfucker.
So the Proud Boys, they so that was part of their legal action suit?
Yeah, that was part of the suit that they had to give up. They didn't go, I don't know that they necessarily went to jail.
Yeah, but, it was like a civil yeah. Suit. Yeah.
It says the right-wing extremist group attacked the church after a pro-Trump rally back in 2020. Now, any profits that the Proud Boys makes of its name go to the church to settle its nearly $3 million judgment. In addition, the group now legally has to ask the church for permission to use or do anything with the name. Because they be selling fucking merch and all that shit. That's just fucking insane. That's insane karma.
How? Where did this happen?
Let's see where the church
Damn, that's fucking nuts. For a church owned your very hate.
Yeah, that's like, name. Like, that's insane. Facts.
Damn, how you feel about that, Six?
I love it, man. Shout out the owners of the Proud Boys.
Facts.
The
church. Black
church.
The church.
I was like,
do
wow.
Do you see how crazy that is now? Like, that's insane,
Damn.
Bro.
I wonder where they thought that name, like, the Proud Boy. That just sounds crazy. I wonder if they're like an abbreviation behind it.
Nah, just the Proud Boys.
Just like, the Proud Boys?
They're proud to be American. That's how they disguise it. And then they put all the racist stuff
racist shit behind
it. Let me read, okay? This happened in Washington. A judge has awarded a historic black church in Washington control over the Proud Boys trademark after the far-right group defaulted on a $2.8 million judgment. All right, so they must have lost in civil court but not paid. Been like, we're not going to pay you. So then the court was like, all right, you own this motherfucker now. The ruling grants rights to the trademark of the group's name to the Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church and bars the Proud Boys members from selling any merch with its name or symbols without the church's consent. The ruling also allows the church to try to seize any money made from selling the group's merch. The church filed a lawsuit to try to recoup damages from vandalism made by the group after a December 2020 pro-Donald Trump rally. Black Lives Matter banners were torn down and burned at two churches, including that one. There were also violent clashes between opposing protesters, and arrests were made that night. Enrique Tarrio, come on, the leader of the Proud Boys, confessed to participating in the burnings and was later sentenced to more than 5 months in jail on those other charges.
For arson, only 5 months?
He was later sentenced to 22 years in federal prison for orchestrating the January 6th, 2021
Oh, shit, okay, there
riot.
We go. Damn, 22 years in... Oh, but he got pardoned.
Yeah, he probably got pardoned, yeah. Yeah, he got pardoned. But, bro, you can't take back the fucking black church owns your fucking...
Your whole.
Yeah, drop the Proud Boys merch, man.
Yeah, bro.
Drop the Proud Boys merch.
We
with
need
a
all
big ass black Jesus on it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's insane. But that's just like a crazy, like, that's a crazy turn of events and like karmic fucking resolution. So, yeah. Just
Black
like,
History Month, you
black
guys.
History Month. How black did I get that? That's some shit.
Shout out to blacks.
Yeah.
Shout out to blacks.
And
Lefty Gunplay Boys.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, well, because he says
that. He says
like,
that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
like,
I know.
Shout out to blacks.
Shout out to the black community.
Yes.
There we go.
And shout out Six.
And shout out Six. All right.
You guys, you guys did another episode of Brown Bag Podcast.
Yes.
We love you guys. We'll
we
see you guys
you.
On Saturday at the live show.
Get your tickets at access.com.
Boom, bow, baby.